Today, I'm talking to Kim Samuel, your founder of the Belonging Forum. Welcome to Radio Jackie, Kim.
Oh, thank you so much, Jackie. It's lovely to be with you today.
So we're going to talk about research, or your research, that has revealed parts of Southwest London rank as the strongest part of the UK for community connections. So let's dial back to the Belonging Forum. Can we talk about the forum itself and why you founded it?
Sure. The Belonging Forum, well, founded by me, is made up of a lot of amazing people. We all seem to care about the same thing, which is how belonging and with it community is experienced by people. Belonging where ideally everyone feels like they belong, and the belonging of some doesn't come at the expense of the belonging of all the others. I'm going to give you four words that all start with P, Jackie. I'll assure you that I know the whole alphabet quite well. But belonging, it's connection to, we call the four P's. It's to people, to one another, which I guess is kind of obvious. And I used to be working only on, well, what is it to be isolated and lonely, and what is it to not feel that way? And then I realized that there's other factors that come in. The next P is connection to place, which I'd love to tell you about, related to Southwest London in particular, where there's huge connection to place and why that might be. So that's to the places where we live and work, and to nature in those places, and that feeling of it's not just where you live that is your own, it's the neighborhood where you live, and we could say constituency. And the next one is to connection to power, which means power. We can see each other now, not this way, not hierarchical, but where everybody has an opportunity to show up in community, and more about empowerment. And fourthly, about connection to purpose, that we all feel. I guess it's, I used to joke about, well, we don't all have to have gone to the moon. And people would look at me, well, that's been decades and decades, but just a few weeks ago, people went near the moon. We don't all have to do that. That's the point. But to have a purpose every day, something that we wake up to do, and that those four P's go together. And the last bit on what is it is underlying this is my very strong belief that belonging is not only something that we need, we know that we need that, but it's also a birthright that every one of us, by simple virtue of the fact that we are born, has an inherent right of belonging. And I know that sounds just ever so sweet. But then we look at somebody who has never had their birth registered, or who hasn't had the opportunity for an education, a home, and all the things that are basic rights, and then see how much they belong. So I'm hoping that I'll, gosh, I'm going to have to live to well over 200. I won't get there, but I feel I'll be doing this until the day I die.
Well, thank you for that. I think your four P's really relate to what can constitute a very happy existence with yourself and with everybody around you. So let's talk about your research. What was the sample size, and what were the questions that were posed within your research to come to the conclusions that you have?
Sure. The size is 10,000 people, which for a survey of this kind is actually really large.
Yeah.
And this is adults spread out across the country, and it's done by constituency. So each constituency will end up with a ranking. In terms of the kinds of questions that people are asked, it would be things about how safe do you feel walking around in the day or at night? Safety is very important. It would be things about if you, this is my favorite, if you're in some challenging situation, which could be anything, and in my words, if you're in trouble, do you have somebody that you could call and reach out to near enough to you that they could come over and help. And that's a big one. And about how connected do you feel to neighborhood, to neighbors, to the neighborhood? And something I'd like to bring up that's really come out a lot. This is our third year of doing the belonging barometer, is that even within a constituency, people feel mostly connected to their neighborhood. And I know that that may sound kind of obvious, but in your constituency, that was really almost across the board. And it wasn't only about the neighborhood. We go around and we meet with in a non-political way, members of parliament and in their constituency, and all the people that are involved in different aspects of belonging may not get to meet. And over again, I hear them say, "Well, you should do this and here and here and here and here in our area and our constituency because it's so different from neighborhood to neighborhood." There was a real consistency around belonging in the Southwest London. So I thought you might like to know that. The survey is done over a period of a couple of days. It has to be the same couple of days, roughly, the same week every year in order to be consistent. And when we're doing it, we also find out things about somebody's age range or what matters most to them and get a real sense about different groups and different perceptions. And one of our strongest findings at the it's not that long ago at the first belonging barometer was that people who rented as opposed to own their own homes. And we think about how many people, younger people, may never own their own home. That renters feel a lot more like they don't fit in, they don't belong, they're transient than people who own their home. So that points to a challenge of how do we help everybody to for as long as they are where they are to feel part of things.
Yeah, so a massive amount of variables. You said you covered all constituencies. Are these all constituents in England from north to south, east to west?
All of Great Britain.
All of Great Britain.
So
Okay.
we've got Scotland and a good chunk of Ireland as well.
Richmond Park, Twickenham, Kings and Surbiton, they all rank top. What were their actual, who was actually top? Was it one of those?
Do you want to guess?
I think
Richmond, right,
I
too.
was going to guess
Yeah.
Richmond. I've been to
Okay.
Richmond. I know Sarah Olney, the MP from Richmond Park. I interview her on a very regular basis, and it does have a massive community feel about it. It's, as you say, it's got, well, let's talk about it. It stood out for life satisfaction, connection to place, and how well people felt about being represented locally. So this covers Richmond, doesn't it? You've got green
Yeah.
spaces, you've got people living in quite a concentrated community together. They're not spread out. It's a mantra for happy life, Richmond seems, doesn't it?
And just to give you the what the others were, although I have a feeling that you've already worked this out anyway. But four of the five top five constituencies on the National Belonging Index were in Southwest London, as I mentioned. Richmond Park, number one, Twickenham, two, Wimbledon, three, and Kingston and Surbiton, four. I thought you might be interested that Richmond Park tops the UK at 51.8% for being completely or mostly feeling that they belong. Esher and Walton follow at 51.5. Wimbledon ranks third at 51.2. Twickenham fourth at 50.4. And in terms of Richmond Park, if you may have some listeners from Richmond Park who are already very proud of where they are, but here's one more reason. Richmond Park scores highly across a range of key indicators, and I've got a few written down. 72% are satisfied with life, 75% say the things they do are worthwhile. 90% feel safe during the day. 40% feel well represented by their MP, compared with a national average of 25. And that's on the numbers side. These findings really challenge, I believe, the stereotype that London is always anonymous or disconnected. And so we can ask, what's happening? What's going so right here? And it's the number of close friends, life satisfaction, the strength of belonging to the local area. And something, if I can go back to the letter P, connection to place. Connection to place is really outstanding. And I live in maybe I should move. I live in another part of London, not quite the same. And what you have there is this real connection to place, to green space, parks, nature, libraries, things that I'm going to say are very low barrier to entry, that everyone is welcome. And I've spent some time in Richmond Park just because it's beautiful. I don't know, there's so many parks around in London, but that's where I wish I could bring my grandchildren. They live in Canada, but it's always where I take people when friends come to visit, especially from Canada. I take them to Richmond Park because they're going to experience community, not simply the green space. So these are vibrant spaces. And I think that that's a lot of it.
Yeah. I mean, Richmond, if you look at the demographic of property and how people live in Richmond, I suppose it's considered a wealthy place to live. Property's expensive. So, but I don't think that's a driver for feeling if you belong somewhere, because if you talk about, the government talks about levelling up and they talk about towns in the north of England, probably. Maybe more like concrete jungles, less green spaces. Did you notice a real difference when those people were surveyed, and what was driving their sense of belonging, or actually not their sense of belonging?
I totally agree with you about this. When the concrete jungle is not a recipe for belonging or connection, I think we all know that the difference of walking down the road when you've got skyscrapers or the suburban malls, or it's a lot harder than when you've got individual shops and markets and people that actually grow things and make things. But it's also does go, I believe, to how resources are allocated. Because when you and to values, what's driving it underneath is values. So if people value some of the things that I'm talking about and that we're looking at, then they're going to be much more likely to try to keep the local pubs open, which is a big issue. We're reading about more pubs closing, and that's a loss, or libraries closing, or town halls, or churches and other religious places, that if you close those, and sometimes that is resource based, and that land gets used for nothing, or gets used for another parking lot or a mall or something, and the zoning allows that to happen, then everyone's going to lose out. So I agree with you that it's not about areas that have the biggest houses or so on. They can, I think sometimes people, there are places where people live behind gates, and often in at least some of the countries I've traveled to, very modest circumstances, or walls, not just gates, but for security. So I don't, it's not about that. Nothing has shown us that this is about economics. It's part of it, in the right, that goes along with the right to belong. There's certain things that everyone have that is entitled to. It's more about when you're in a what I call a belonging community, it actually matters to most people what the well-being is for others. And And for that is more people wanting to stay for the long term. And I'm so glad that you asked that the question in the way that you did, because it's given me the opportunity to say it's also what do we value and what is it that we're asking our elected officials to do for us? Does this stuff matter? I think it
Yeah.
really does.
So if we're asking our elected officials to improve our sense of belonging, what are the key drivers for them to improve our sense of belonging? But we're also talking about doing that within a vastly different constituency areas. We've got leafy Richmond, we could have urban towns in the north. And remembering, it's funny, in the north, people have a massive sense of belonging via their family connections. They're very, and those. So, how do those intermingle with stretching beyond family to neighbours? Can you give me a name of a town that fared quite well, that's totally different to Richmond, to see how the drivers are working?
I've got two for you. With Hexham, the one in Scotland.
I Carrick and Cumnock. I'm looking at Hexham. It's a northern town, but again, it's a really pretty northern town.
Well, but why I'm mentioning Hexham, I want to mention both of them to you. Hexham is, I've been there. It is a really pretty northern town, but there are a lot of challenges and a lot of areas within that. Within the constituency that have a lot of challenges. And one of the challenges that I learned about was a say transportation is in two ways for the young and the old. The catchment area for the schools in that in where it was a huge catchment area. So it was really hard for a lot of kids, and not only to get to the schools, but to participate in any outdoor or sorry, after school activities and so on. And then we had older people, not putting an age on that, but they're mo with mobility issues, and again, getting them out to community activities. The challenge again was about transportation, and within Hexham, there were there was a really amazing impetus about belonging and about and they did well in our index. This was from a couple of years ago, but then I but so the will was there and the community spirit was there, and I think that that's kind of an important example, but also to show the diversity that can exist within areas. Now, the one in Scotland that I'm giving you is maybe more the kind of example that you're looking for. Where this is an area that was really hard hit with when the mines, the mines were going, and still really really hard hit. Industry doesn't just come back, but they came through this with strong people there. And then COVID, the importance of radio actually and bringing people together. So COVID came, and as we know, so many businesses everywhere were smaller business in particular knocked out. They were knocked out because of COVID, and so that's a real double whammy. And now we see this great President Trump's huge golf course there, and so you could say, oh well, there are that's one thing and employ some people, but what you actually see is so many people struggling and no victimhood. You know what I mean by that? You know, people saying we've got to take responsibility. You can wait and wait for funding to come in that's been promised. I think that happens in a lot of places. But the people that were there that I met, I spent a few days going around, had this resolve about how much belonging mattered. And then we did our bit. We had a we did a big gathering one day, which was great. And then they decided to keep doing that on a regular basis and just invited whoever wanted to come and provide space for conversation and maybe sandwiches and so on. But that's a very, very different example that I'm giving you. And I but I believe in that. I believe in both very, very much. And it has to be, there's something about spirit. I mean, it's kind of a cliche, right? Community spirit. But community spirit, I don't think is just when you have a really, sorry, sports fans, when you have a great football team and that brings everyone together, It's also this the spirit within the people that are there. And in that trip, I also went to visit a football field that was built quite modest, but it had all the things that it needed. And it was a way to bring community members together, especially younger ones, in an area where there was a lot of mental health challenges among younger people. And I just felt that the community just kept showing up and showing up and showing up and refused to be victims, and the community values were really strong. And I think it's something about that, and in the kinds of things we're talking about, it's not just a few people, right? You know, this, if you want something done, ask a busy person. Well, that's true, but it's more that you have to welcome everyone to come in. Everyone, and especially people that historically, you know, from here, from there, different groups that may not get along. Well, guess what? Everybody wants their kids to grow up and have opportunity to get a good education. Everybody wants their older people to have the care that they need and fully participate in community. It's for all. And when that's there, I think everything is possible. And when that's gone, I don't think anything's possible.
There are a lot of factors: employment, welfare, mental health issues, different communities, whether you live in an urban community or a community that's very rural. Can you actually summarize maybe the three or four main drivers to put you up at the top of your belonging barometer that's the most important? If I was in government, what would you say to whatever, whoever the prime minister is, what do we need in the UK? Just give me four, because then we'll have to wrap it up.
All right. We need our representatives to listen to the community a lot more. You know, listening isn't the same as just I'm in the room. I'm sure you've been in rooms a lot of times where everyone's included, but not everyone has the same agency or choice or voice. So we ask the elected officials, even better, Jackie, is before they are elected, let's ask them about belonging and how much this matters. So that's one, is the listening and caring and those things coming in together. In terms of policy, which is quite important here, is to ask not only that something that might sound sort of narrowly belonging or well-being or loneliness. Oh well, let's put this over there in its pocket. Instead, to consider belonging across the whole spectrum of policy making. For example, housing. You know, let's look at housing and architecture and design and what gets funded or what gets through all the paperwork. Is this going to allow more walkability? Is this going to allow people of all different kinds of income to live together and not have it be, oh, you must be this, you must be that, but a holistic approach. Environment. That's my third, I get four. Environment. You know, are we providing enough green spaces? Are they being cared for? Are they safe? Are we looking at the impact of emissions where we live, which is a real advantage in where we're talking about you and I today? A lot of attention is paid to emissions and keeping pollution down. But the environment overall. And then lastly, I would say to think for the very long term. And that's really hard with elected officials.
Thank you for coming to Radio Jackie to talk to me. It's great news to hear how good and how well Richmond Park has done. It's very much an area that we enjoy as a radio station, and lots of our people who are listening come from Richmond Park, Twickenham, Kingston, Surbiton, all around there. So that's great, great news. Thank you for talking to me about your belonging barometer. I really like that one. Have a good afternoon.
Oh, thank you so much, Jackie. And also to say, keep up the great work that you do. And we have to, this is a belonging point, actually. work, support our community radio more than ever. And this is where the real action happens, to support those that are, and what you're doing is fantastic. Thank you for letting me be a part of it.
Thank you so much, Kim. It's an absolute pleasure to talk to you.